Hello.
Hello. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm talking to the woman of the hour. Linda Ronstadt is on the line. Linda, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Wonderful. Well, that's good to hear. We're so excited to have you in Reno in the coming weeks. October 25th, you're going to stop by the Pioneer Center for your current, tour, I guess you'd call it, a conversation with Linda Ronstadt.
Not really.
No, not really a tour?
No. This came out of my book. I did a book tour when I wrote a book, and then I started getting offers to speak. I don't know why.
So, still not sure why, but you decided to ride the wave, right?
I take them if I can ride the train, because I don't like to fly very much.
I got you. Well, oh my gosh. I mean, I feel like this show could go 6 hours long because there's so much in your life you could talk about. Your music career is just insane. I'm looking at your bio right now. You can stop me if I'm being incorrect when I say any of these things, but Wikipedia, 11 Grammy Awards, American Music Awards. The sheer amount of talent that you've collaborated with is absolutely insane and very diverse.
Lucky,
I guess that is. I kind of want to ask you, is it luck? Did you kind of seek these collaborations out? I mean, I'm talking about the likes of Frank Zappa and Rosemary Clooney and Warren Zevon. It's so eclectic.
Well, I grew up in an eclectic household. That's what I talk about in my little talk. I talk about how everything that I ever tried musically was in the house, and I heard it before I was age 10. And so my father was musical, my mother was musical, my brothers and sisters were, and they were all into different things, and my grandparents too. They liked classical music and opera, which I really love. So I listened to all this different stuff, and I really liked it. And if I didn't hear it, like I said, if I didn't hear it by the time I was 10, I never would attempt to do it.
Really? So that young an age kind of just instilled it in you?
Well, I learned whole operas, and you know, if my sister or brother were involved in anything, my sister was in some school production of Gilbert and Sullivan, HMS Pinafore, I remember, and I remember learning all the songs.
Right on.
With six, or five. It just was what was the most absorbing to me was music.
I imagine so. And
I thought about it all day.
And so, I mean, yeah, that young, and you're listening to all this different kinds of music, when did you think that you could do, I guess, music as a career? Was there like a pivotal moment, or was it a gradual thing?
I think I was about 16 and thought, you know, that's what I'd like to do. I thought if I didn't do that, I'd like to be a teacher maybe.
Really?
But I got work in coffee houses right away, you know, when I was 16 and 17.
And
so
was
I just
there...
started work and never...
Gotcha. And was there a moment that you were guys like discovered, or when did you kind of like hit it big for you?
Well, we went to Los Angeles and started working there at a place called the Troubadour, which is a cabaret theater club in West Hollywood. And Troubadour was a place that had a lot of record company executives, artist managers, other people from the movie industry, from television, from everybody from the music business was there. And if you played there, you were seen by a lot of people. That's when we got a record contract from Capitol Records.
Wow, and you just went from there and went solo and collaborated with so many people. And I have to tell you, I'm going to blow some smoke a little for a second, but it is all very sincere. When I was a kid, my mom would play your music in our household every single day. So
Oh my gosh.
So I have to tell you how, no, stop it. Like I would appreciate, even at that young age, I appreciated your voice so much. I mean, You're No Good, Blue Bayou, all of those classic tunes from you. We love them, and I just want to just tell you that, and thank you for being a part of our musical lives.
Thank you.
Of course. And so this conversation with Linda Ronstadt, you don't have to give anything away. I don't want to do any spoilers, but what can we, I guess, somebody expect when they go to this performance of sorts?
Well, I cobbled together some little examples of things that I talk about, both video and audio. So, for instance, I play an old recording that I found that my father made in the 40s of his voice, so you can hear what he sounded like.
Wow.
I play snippets of my sister and brother and me singing together. And I play little clips that I got off of YouTube from, you know, to illustrate different parts of the... Oh, I also found a sound recording of a jam session that included me and Jackson Browne and John David Souther in Malibu back in the 70s, where Jackson is teaching me poor pitiful me, and JD's out there teaches me Blue Bayou.
Oh wow, that's fantastic. Just a lot of memories you can fit into with all this multimedia. I'm glad you can bring it to life for the audience for sure. So with all these collaborations you've done, has there ever been a musician out there that you've done something with or even just met that you were just blown away and you couldn't believe you were working with them?
Well, first time I ever sang with Smokey Robinson, I nearly melted into a puddle. he's one of my idols.
Wow.
I love his singing. I love just looking at him. He's beautiful to look at him. He's a really sweet person. But I love his songs. And I got to sing with him. I got to sing with Aaron Neville. That blew me away.
Yeah.
I got to sing with Placido Domingo. I did a whole concert with him once.
Oh, man.
That was fun.
That's insane. Your career.
Well, I really enjoyed a lot. My friend Anne Savoy, who's the queen of Cajun music, the last album I made called The Default Art was a duet record with her. And I love singing with her so much. I still love it.
Beautiful. And
on the phone together.
Oh, very cool. And there's one question I've had to kind of ask any musician I get to interview. I really want to ask this. Is there anybody you're listening to right now that you're loving? Like any music currently that you're like, man, this is good stuff.
Mainstream,
it can be anything. I mean, this is for 100.1 The X, and we're all over the map when it comes to music, so name whatever you're into.
Well, I have to confess that I listen to a lot of opera on YouTube.
Oh, no. Well, that's cool, too. I mean, yeah. Well, you
I like
would.
Anna Netrebko. There's a video of her singing La Traviata in a red dress, Anna Netrebko. She's a Russian soprano, singing the part of Violetta.
Oh.
And it's beautiful.
Gorgeous. So, yeah, pretty much sticking with the opera right about now, huh?
I just really like it. The thing that's fun about YouTube is I can hear Maria Callas singing that role, Anna Netrebko singing that role, somebody, you know, you can hear five different sopranos singing it and have what they brought to it.
Yeah, it's cool to see the kind of variations of what everybody brings to even just the same song. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah, they've even got, you know, sound recordings of Caruso. You can compare his technique to Placido Domingo or Pavarotti. It's really interesting.
All right. Very cool. So, I want to reiterate, you're coming to town. A Conversation with Linda Ronstadt, October 25th, Pioneer Center for the Performing Arts. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I want to thank you so much for getting on the phone with me. It's been a dream to talk to you, and that dream has been fulfilled. So thank you, Linda, and we look forward to seeing you.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're very welcome, and
okay,
have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.